With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump spoke at a rally in Pennsylvania on Sunday.
With your vote on Tuesday, I will end inflation. I will stop the invasion of massive numbers of criminals coming into our country. Thank you very much, Kamala and Joe. And I will bring back the American dream, and we'll bring it back stronger than ever before.
Nearly $1 billion has been spent on political ads in the last week. Data from the ad tracking firm Ad Impact shows $994 million was spent on political ads during the 7-day span alone. Various groups are expected to spend another $300 million in ads between now and tomorrow. Presidential candidates have spent a combined $272 million. Also at SRNnews.com, rough weather Saturday night in central Oklahoma.
There are signs of houses ruined and reports of people injured in the Oklahoma City area. Authorities say a tornado and severe thunderstorm struck the Oklahoma City area during the early morning hours, causing injuries and scattered damage. Police say half a dozen people were taken to hospitals. Aerial surveys show homes battered with roofs torn off, trees down, and cars flipped over. There are thousands without electricity. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Firefighters in Massachusetts continue battling stubborn brush fires across the state, with officials urging residents to take precautions to help avoid sparking new fires. Hundreds of acres in the greater Boston area have already burned in the past week, with new fires cropping up in the western and central portion of the state. A crowd of enraged flood survivors pelted the Spanish royal couple with mud and rocks during their first visit to the epicenter of the nation's deadliest natural disaster in recent memory. This is SRN News. A famous church will be rebuilt, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Officials at First Baptist Dallas have unveiled plans for the reconstruction of their historic sanctuary, which was destroyed earlier this year by fire. The new building, which will be raised on the foundations of the old one, will feature a larger steeple and stained glass windows. Restoring the 1890s red brick building will cost nearly $100 million and will begin in January. At the time of the fire, the sanctuary was only used for ceremonial events. Worship takes place in a much larger adjacent building. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The groups promoting abortion amendments on the ballots in 10 states have outraged their opponents by more than 6-1 and are spending far more on spots. The majority of the money is being raised and spent around the question before voters in Florida. There's been an influx of campaign funding in South Dakota as well. This is SRN News. Monkeypox in the Congo.
Mpox cases in Congo appear to be stabilizing, according to health officials. It may be a possible sign that the main epidemic, for which the World Health Organization made a global emergency declaration in August, might be on the decline. In recent weeks, Congo has reported about 200 to 300 lab-confirmed Mpox cases every week, according to the WHO. That's down from nearly 400 cases a week in July. The decline is also apparent in Kamituga, the mining city in the eastern part of Congo, where the new, more infectious variant of Mpox first emerged. I'm Karen Chemas.
A lawsuit against Pepsi by New York Attorney General Letitia James is dismissed. The Supreme Court judge said James did not provide substantial evidence that the company's plastic bottles were a public problem. In the ruling, the judge said that disciplining Pepsi for the public's failure to follow littering laws is not the job of the judicial system. More details at SRNnews.com.